Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to call the local government meeting to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
Here.
Senator Broderick.
Here.
Senator Dempster. Senator Klocek.
Here.
Senator Tuboles.
Here.
Senator Gray.
Here.
Senator Denifan.
Here. Please have the minutes reflect that a quorum is present. Chair would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
So
moved by Senator Gray, seconded by Senator Klocek. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Minutes carry. We're going to take House Bill 1170, revise certain provisions concerning the voting requirements of the Board of Adjustment.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Representative Bob Fain, District 5, Watertown. For the reasons that I outlined when I was here last week, I am here today to respectfully ask that you would consider a tabling motion for House Bill 1170.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Fain. Senator Gray.
Madam Chair, I would love to be the person who tables Representative Fain's bill.
And you are, sir. We have a motion to table by Senator Gray. Is there a second? Senator Adelstein seconds that tabling motion. There is no discussion. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein. Senator Broderick.
Aye.
Senator Dempster. Senator Klocek.
Aye.
Senator Tuboles.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Denifan.
Aye.
Thank you.
That bill is tabled. Before we take up any other action, I would like to introduce our pages today. We have Isabel Lankhorst from Burstford, and we have Kyle Roth from Eaton. We appreciate your coming. Pages are here, for those on the internet, are here for 2 weeks, and they support us and help us and do a lot for us. And as I'm fond of saying, we learn far more from you than I think you learn from us. We appreciate all your efforts for those 2 weeks. We also have our interns, and they're I guess, vital for research and just to keep us going in the right direction. We appreciate that. We have Michelle Kane from SDSU, Amber Fastnot from SDSU, and we have Ben Jensen, who's a special assistant to Senator Adelstein. We appreciate it. Who's from Rapid City? Very good. Well, I will remind you, please turn your cell phones off if you are testifying on. Well, we will not have any more testimony today. We are going to take up House Bill 1155. From our last meeting, the chair is making a ruling that the motion to defer to the 36th day is in order, and that motion is correct, and that we will take discussion on that motion only, and then we will take a vote. But I would like to be at ease just for a couple moments, if we may, until the senator could be here. I'm trying to give this the fairest hearing possible, so. If you wouldn't mind just for a few minutes, committee, we will be at ease. He is in state affairs, Senator Dempster testifying on another bill. One thing I will discuss, committee, we have taken 24 bills in this committee. I think you've done a yeoman's work. We've been on time. We've discussed it. We've had very good debate on some very contentious issues, and I appreciate that. We are going to have a meeting on Wednesday of next week to discuss summer studies. So if you would be thinking about those issues that you would like to have this committee recommend to the executive board, for summer study issues, and we'll take that up, as I say, Wednesday morning, and I'm looking at probably 9 a.m. next Wednesday. As you know, Monday's a holiday. We will not be here, so Wednesday should be our very last meeting. And I'd certainly, again, at that time I will too, but I'd like to thank our secretary. Carolyn, you've done a great job. This was her first year here, and I tell you, she stepped up like a pro and assisted me and kept me on target, and I do appreciate that. And I look forward to having you back next year. And Tom, I tell you, we can't do it without you. He's our legal, and I don't know if he appreciates it when I call him Loophole, but I really appreciate all of his efforts. And and the legislative staff. So again, we'll just be at ease for a couple minutes to allow the courtesy to Senator Dempster to come back to committee.
Well, Madam Chair, I, being the ranking minority member of this fine committee of all two of us, I would like to extend my compliments to you as well as being a fair and forthright chairman, doing things properly and on time, and I really appreciate your efforts as chair of local government committee as well.
Thank
You've
you,
been
Senator.
Very wonderful to work with, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much. Senator Dempster, welcome back.
Very
good. As I said, Chair ruled that the motion to defer to the 36th day is in order. We will have discussion only on that motion. Opening it up for discussion. Senator Adelstein.
Madam Chairman, I would hope that we would defeat the 36-day motion. I agree with the what seems to be a present majority of the committee that this bill is flawed. But if we could please reject this motion, take it to the floor, at which time I would guarantee an amendment to strike everything after the word use in the two places that it's in the bill, and therefore we would no longer deal with, with distribution, marketing, promotion, and sale of tobacco products. It would only be the use of tobacco products, which would allow local government to regulate and the second-hand smoke in public places. So I would hope that we would defeat this, go back and take a motion to pass it, and then at that time we would have the whole body on the floor have a chance to consider the amended bill.
Thank you, Senator Adelstein. Further comments? Senator Broderick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I urge the committee to vote in the affirmative on the 36th legislative day, and don't listen to Senator, the kind senator from Rapid City. With his suggestion, we've spent a considerable amount of time on this issue in committee, and I just don't feel that we should be sending it to the floor for any further discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Broderick. Senator Tubles.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning. I want to agree with Senator Broderick. I heard testimony both pro and con Monday, and to me, I feel that the authority is already there in a local government, and it's up to them to enforce it, and I think they need to enforce it. I had questions regarding the tribes, which were answered, and I know that we enforce our laws on our reservation, and if they're not working, then we go back to the table and discuss it and try to come up with better ideas to make the law stricter, and I think that could be done here instead of coming to this body with this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Tubles. Further comments on the motion to defer to the 36th day? Hearing none. All those in favor of the deferral motion to the 36th day will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein.
No.
Senator Broderick.
Aye.
Senator Dempster.
No.
Senator Klochek.
Aye.
Senator Tubles.
Aye.
Senator Gray.
Aye.
Senator Dunafin.
Aye. House Bill 1155 is deferred to the 36th day. Is there any other business to come before the committee this morning? We have a motion to adjourn, seconded by Senator Klochek. Discussion on that. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned, and thank you.